We've been thinking this morning about friends. I wonder how you got on with the game. Did you know who was friends with who? I wonder what you look for in a friend. Today, we're looking at a surprising story Jesus told about being friends with God. What do God's friends look like? Who can be friends with God? How can we be friends with God? Jesus told the story that we're looking at today to a crowd of people to help them understand the surprising answer. He tells a story about a Pharisee and a tax collector. Now, I'm sure you know that some of the best stories have goodies and baddies in them. Well, as the crowd heard this story, as soon as Jesus started, they would have thought that they knew who the goodie and the baddie in this story were. The Pharisee, he must be the goodie. Those guys are always at the temple. They're always praying. They teach us about God, the crowd would have been thinking. And they can remember not just the holiday club memory verse. They can remember whole chapters, whole books of the Bible off by heart. And have you seen how much money they give at the temple? Wow, they are generous. The tax collector, on the other hand, well, if ever there was a real life pantomime villain, he would be it. He worked for Israel's enemies, the Romans. He probably made extra money for himself by tricking his neighbours into paying too much tax. And no one seemed to like him. The only parties they were invited to were the kind of parties you thought it was best to avoid. Jesus' story begins with these two men going up to the temple to pray. The temple was a little bit like our church buildings today. It was the place where, if you wanted to follow the God of the Bible, you would go along to gather together with other people. So, it's a fairly normal thing for people to go to the temple to pray. And that is just what these two men do. They go up to the temple and they talk to God. The Pharisee goes first. And just look at him go. What does he say in his prayer? Thank you, God. Well, that's a good start, isn't it? Thank you, God, that I am not like other people. Robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I give a tenth of all I get. Remember, the crowd would have been thinking, this guy is going to be the goodie. And when we look at what he prays, you might think that he is. He sounds like the kind of man who would make a brilliant neighbour, doesn't he? I mean, he's generous in his giving. He's serious about his fasting. He doesn't steal. And you wouldn't be too worried about him talking to your wife over the garden fence. And he is so thankful about all of this. He even points out that he's better than the tax collector. Perhaps we might join the crowd in thinking that he is the goodie. I guess as he prays, we might nod along and think about how we recently gave some of our money to church. Maybe we've been watching church online every week since lockdown. Some of you might have even played an instrument or done some of the actions to the songs. And compared to the other kids from your school, you've been doing a lot more schoolwork and playing on the Xbox much less. Next up, the tax collector prays. his prayer is much shorter. He looks down at the ground, almost like he's embarrassed to be at the temple at all. And in 7 short words, his prayer is done. God, have mercy on me, a sinner, he says. The tax collector only has one thing on his list of things that he's done. He sins. That's it. What does he mean? What is sin? Well, in the Ark, I know that you've learnt a great way of remembering what sin is. Can any of you remember it? Some of you have learnt a phrase that goes along with each letter of the word, haven't you? Sin. S-I-N. S. Shove off God. I'm in charge. N. No to your rules. And that's a really helpful way to remember some of what the Bible means by sin. And in his very short prayer, the tax collector says, yes, that sounds like me. Yes, I tell God to shove off, to get out of the way, to stop cramping my style. Yeah, I live as though I'm in charge, and I decide what is good and what is evil. I ignore God's rules and live how I think is best. The tax collector knows that is what he's like. And he knows there's nothing he can do to fix it. And the crowd would have been thinking, yes, just as we thought, he is the baddie. He can't be friends with God, can he? But being the master storyteller he is, Jesus has a twist up his sleeve. This story isn't going to end how the crowd would have been expecting. It isn't going to end how we might be expecting. Jesus ends his surprising story like this. I tell you that this man, the tax collector, rather than the other, went home justified before God. Jesus says that after their prayers, it is the tax collector who can be friends with God. Jesus said it's the tax collector who is justified, that is, innocent, like a goodie. Jesus says it is the tax collector, the one who's just said that he's a sinner. He is treated by God as if he were good. Who can be friends with God? Jesus says people like the tax collector. Well, what does Jesus mean? Well, it is what the tax collector says in his prayer that is so important. While the Pharisee goes on about all the good things he thinks he's done, the tax collector admits that he's got it wrong. The tax collector knows he is a sinner. And the Bible says that all of us are sinners. We're all like this, from the tiniest, sweetest baby to the kindest old granny. By ourselves, none of us can be friends with God. If we want to be friends with God, we must be like the tax collector. All we need to do is admit that we've got it wrong. We can admit that we are sinners. We can admit, like the tax collector, that we've done nothing right. But we can ask God for mercy. That's it. We ask God to forgive us, and he says, yes. If we ask God for mercy and admit we need to be forgiven, God says because Jesus was punished on the cross for our sin, we can be friends with God. What great news! You, me, your mum, your dad, your brothers and sisters, the people down the street, all of them can be friends with God. All they have to do is admit they've made mistakes, admit that they are sinners, and ask God to forgive them. Wow, what amazing news. God is friends with those who admit they've got it wrong. Not with those who try their best to look like goodies. God is friends with those who say sorry and ask for forgiveness. What a surprising story. What a great story. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you so much for Jesus' great story. We thank you that if we say we are sorry, if we admit that we are sinners, you have mercy on us. You forgive us, and we can be friends with you. Amen.